The last one we do, we can do for a bit longer of a time. But if you imagine, the more people you have doing this, the stronger it gets. So if you imagine these type of chants, and you imagine, say, 50 people sitting in a round the circle and chanting them, like, I think two people chant it changes. If one person chant it changes the world. And as it comes to Ghibli, we're opening an energy, opening a temple in just silence and sound. And but you'll find there's an experience that happens behind the sound or inside the sound or with the sound. It stays with you. So for 2 or 3 days, you feel it just buzzing with you. Then how long you can maintain it depends on how much you keep your chanting for. Like, it'll stay for a few days anyways. Like, we've done it, we're doing a psychic cleansing labs. But it stays with us. Then we get tied up in our world, we get caught up in things, to the point where some regular chanting. It could be anything. I chant Hari Om. It's an easy chant. It's really comfortable to chant. But there's slower ones, there's longer. It would be Hari Krishna, it could be Hail Mary. You could use any name of God, it wouldn't matter. No, but it's creating a name of God or a vibration that's just uncontestable, beyond thought, beyond conception. And by saying it, you're being it, and by being that, you're being uncontestable, undefinable. And that puzzles the mind, but it reinforces our being.